This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the seven rules of teaching the Qur'an, and that is to bring the Qur'an alive before the eyes of the children, before the eyes of the students, whether they are children or adults. Bring it alive before the eyes of the students. I always say, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the class. Show the people that this is the live speech of the God who lives. It is the live speech of a living God. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive, His speech is alive. The Qur'an is a dynamic conversation. The Qur'an is something which is alive, which we need to bring alive. Not turn it into a dead repetition of lines like we repeat poetry, for example. This is not the Qur'an. The Qur'an is not poetry. How do you bring the Qur'an alive? My dear brothers and sisters, the first and foremost thing to do with bringing the Qur'an alive is to follow once again the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a famous hadith narrated by Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, a man went to her and asked her two questions. He asked her, he said, tell me about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she said to him, don't you read the Quran? She said, the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam seerah is the living tafsir of the Quran. And that is the reason why we must refer, when we are teaching the Qur'an, we must refer again and again to the seerah, because the seerah tells us how this Qur'an was brought alive by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man asked her the next question and he said, tell me about the night prayer, about Qiyamul Layl of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she mentioned to him the beautiful Asbabun Nuzul of Suratul Muzzammil, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this surah, and Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this surah and He sent these 19 ayat and then He did not send the 20th ayat for 1 year. And she said for 1 year, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba prayed Qiyamul Layl, they prayed Tahajjud like it was Fard. Now remember this, that the Surah Al-Muzammil is one of the earliest surah to be revealed after the opening ayat of Surah Al-Alaq. And Fard Salah only became Fard during Isra wal Miraj, which was in the 12th or 13th year of his prophethood. So for all that period, the Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were praying Qiyamul Layl, and for 1 year they prayed it as if it was Fard. And it is my belief, inshallah, that the Sahaba who prayed with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they never left Qiyamul Layl after that. They prayed it as if it was Fard for 1 year, and then they prayed it as if it was Fard for the rest of their lives. Now what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in this surah about bringing alive this kalam? Think, look about this. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did He send this surah and why did He make this fard on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray and to pray Qiyamul Layl for a year? I'm talking about bringing the Quran alive, and I'll tell you some other tools also. But remember, we seem to live in a tool-oriented world. So we have got used to tools. So we talk about this methodology of teaching and that methodology of teaching and using of this instrument and this gadget and that gadget. And we forget the foundational methodology of the Quran is to get the Quran to enter the heart. Islam entered the hearts of people because of the Quran. They heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the Quran is not a written word. It is a spoken word. It is something which is heard. It is something which was listened, and then because they heard it, it entered their hearts. The issue of speaking that word, the issue of writing that word down to preserve it was much later. The Sahaba did not accept Quran because they read it. They accept Quran because they heard it. And that is why it is so important to keep asking this question whenever we listen to the Quran and saying, what is it doing to my heart? Now see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layla illa qalila. نِصْفَهُ وَانْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who wrapped himself in garments, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, stand up in the night to pray except for a little time. نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا, maybe half the night, maybe a little less or more. أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, stand up in the night for the whole night, maybe except for a little, maybe half the night, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, and then do what? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, recite the Qur'an in a beautiful way, in a measured recitation. Recite the Qur'an before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, I ask you to reflect, who is asking whom to recite? Wallahi, in a hifz class, you have the student who comes and the ustad says, sabak sunao. If the ustad says, recite, what have you memorized? This is the ustad, and the ustad here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, the one to whom that kalam belongs. And the student is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who first received that kalam on the face of this planet. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, okay, now recite, repeat your lesson. Tell me, what have you understood? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but he wants to listen to his kalam. Bisawti Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can recite better than the one who received the kalam? Who can recite better than the one whose understanding of the kalam is superior to the understanding of every other living being? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, and Allah gives this time for this recitation. This could have been done during the day, this could have been done at midday, it could have been done at sunset or sunrise. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the night, stand in the night and recite the kalam of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, he is the creator and he knows. He says, indeed, the hours of the night are more effective for concurrence of the heart and tongue and more suitable for words. Inna nashiyata al-layl hiya ashad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, getting up in the night is difficult. We know the getting up in the night is difficult, but very truly, it is the getting up in the night is the best thing for you to understand the kalam of Allah, and it is very good for discipline. Now, brothers and sisters, remember Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said that it was after 1 year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave them rukhsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down the last ayat of this surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made this into a nafil ibadah, made qiyamul layl into nafil ibadah. But remember, even there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say you can stop doing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only said you can do as much as you are able to do, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thulutsay al-layli wa nisfahu wa thulutsahu wa ta'ifatun min alladhina ma'ak. والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله, think about the Sahabas, think about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my Nabi, Allah knows that indeed your Rabb knows that you stand in salah almost two-thirds of the night or half of it or a third of it, and so do a group of those with you. Allah is bearing witness to the fact that Rasulullah used to pray tahajjud, that the Sahaba used to pray tahajjud, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines the extent of the day and the night. He has known that you Muslims will not be able to do it, meaning consistently, meaning continuously. Allah knows that we are weak. So Allah says, Allah knows that you will not be able to do this on a regular basis forever, all your lives. And therefore Allah turned to you in forgiveness. So read what is, recite what is easy for you of the Quran. Allah knows that there are among you those who are ill, and others those who are traveling through the land seeking of the bounty of Allah, and those who are fighting for the cause of Allah. So recite what is easy from it. فَقْرَوْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ, and recite from the Quran what is easy. And then وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, establish the salah, give zakat, and then give more. أَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, then give more, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that give more because this is beneficial for you. So give more because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes those who give. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and give more, and it is better for you, and it is greater in reward. Because when you find whatever you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you give as sadaqat, whatever you give as zakat, whatever you spend in the path of Allah, you will find it with Allah, and there it will be better and greater in reward. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward in keeping with His magnificence and grace. And then seek forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna allaha ghafurur rahim. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, and He is most merciful. And brothers and sisters, the bringing alive of the kalam of Allah is through Qiyamul Layl, is through Tahajjud. It is incumbent, according to me, it is incumbent on the Asatidha to stand in the night and pray Tahajjud, make it fard on yourselves, and in that Tahajjud, make dua for your students. The student will learn because of your dua. The student will not learn because of his own effort. He will learn because of the dua. Allah, I tell you, it is the dua of my Asatidha because of which whatever I learnt, I know. I know how much of effort I made. May Allah forgive me. But it is the dua of my Asatidha, it's the dua of my teachers which comes to my aid whenever I'm in difficulty. It's the dua of my teachers, and my teacher, the one who taught me Quran, it was my mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her the greatest of rewards, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep her healthy and happy, alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her. My brothers and sisters, seriously ask ourselves this question and say, what is it that we are doing to bring the Quran alive? Now, because we are all addicted to tools, let me also tell you something about the tools. By all means, use means. There's no problem in using the means that we have. So in the Quran, when you are teaching, teach history through the Quran, teach geography through the Quran, teach science and ethics and politics through the Quran. For example, if you are teaching the Quran and you're talking about the ayat relating to Ibrahim alayhi salam, show maps, create maps, let students see from where, when we say Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family in the valley of Makkah, we said fine, but where did he come from? He came all the way from Palestine. Show on them on the map. Today, alhamdulillah, we have Google Maps, we have all kinds of gadgets where we can show people actually what is that land, where did he travel, because he walked, he came through hills and valleys and mountains, what did he move, what were the conditions like during his time, what kind of difficulty must he have been going through, and then bring it today and say what is happening in those lands today, what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, for example. That is the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is the valley of the Anbiya. That Al-Ghazza is the place of the Anbiya, it is the place of the Prophets. Think about this, bring this alive, bring this alive. Link it to the modern times, link it to modern times. Show, use research data, use models. Show them how is it that they can take it forward. What is it that they can do? Recite the Quran in the night, my brothers and sisters. This is how the Quran will inshallah enter the soul. And this is what happens when we allow the Quran to do this. My brothers and sisters, I invite you and I remind you and I remind myself, do all of this because your teaching is for yourself. It is not for them. Do all of this because one day you will need the Quran to intercede for you, not to complain against you. The Quran, it is not for me or you to become the hafiz of the Quran. It is for us to ensure that the Quran becomes our hafiz, because one day we need that hifazat of the Quran. We need the Quran to intercede for us when we are in our qabr. My brothers and sisters, teaching the Quran is not a job, it is a calling. Ask yourself, am I listening? We need the Quran not to complain against us. We need the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to complain against us. And see the complaint that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make against his ummah. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What will the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say on the day of judgment? May Allah protect us from this complaint. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا.
هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. My people deserted this Quran. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this complaint of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want the shafa'at of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not want his complaint. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to feel the glory and magnificence of this wonderful job that he gave us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do this job in a way which is pleasing to him and which is in keeping with the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashadu wa la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.